Hi everybody, good morning. I am Javier, and the research that I am presenting today is titled Canopy Tree Management and Effect on Water Infiltration. And this was set up in the Big Island of Hawaii. And where is the key? Oh, here it is. The origin of soil of Hawaii is based in volcanic ash, with pumice and cinder mixed up. And over time, this mixture is accumulated in the lower areas of the land. And what we have here is what usually is show up in a soil profile. We have different layers of lava flow. There's beneath is an old one. The next one is what they call a pahoehoe lava. No, there's the lava flow that you saw in the TV going like a river. Okay. Hello. That is the pahoehoe lava, and in the top of that is the soil accumulation. And sometimes if you see the soil is like smooth and flat, but beneath that is they show different structures. Some parts are deep soil accumulation and some parts very shallow. And over time this big lava crust break apart and allowing the water flow there. And the limiting factor in the Hawaiian soil is the strong acidity and the phosphorus fixation. And our research is focused in macadamia and tree nuts. And macadamia nuts are indigenous original from Australia and was introduced in Hawaiian night in 1880s. And commercially produced since 1921. In 2016, 21,000 tons of macadamia nut were produced in Hawaii. It's one of the biggest crops there. And macadamia tree nuts will perform well in a way in many types of soil, going from the very rocky lava soil to very clay. But of course, is one requirement of an academia tree is the soil need to be well drained. And one thing we found there is one problem we found there is the agricultural practice, especially during the harvest season. These machines that you see in the projection are the big mechanical brooms that make piles in the rows between the trees. They pile up all of the residue that's in the surface, going from leaves, sticks, branches, everything. What they're looking are the nuts that are falling from the tree. But that's not all. After that come this the real harvester. That is a even huge broom, mechanical broom, that push all of that was piled up inside these machines, and small residues like dust, small rocks, are blown away by big fans that are placed in the side of this big machine. And whatever is left, sticks, leaves, and nuts, are pushed back in the containers that you can see in the right picture there. But what you see in the field is this. You can see that is they are harvesting because they are big clouds of dust all over the field, and you can see they are harvesting very far away. And what you left at the end is this. Roots are showing and lava rocks are showing, supposed to be under covered by soil, but after some years, and this is left. And we have a very high index of soil loss there. And one other thing we found there, another problem, is the lack of tree management in the fields. There are very dense tree planting there, very dense. And what happened is that the canopy interconnect each other there and don't allow the light pass through. No, it's very high shade, very fresh for that weather. But a problem is that there is no light and there is no vegetation that grows there. No, and it's one of the things that increase the soil loss by these machines. No? And we have the idea to, if we control, we do improve the tree, the canopy management, we can improve the soil conditions. And based on this, we put our objective to our research was determine the effect of tree canopy management and surface cover on water infiltration, soil density, and wet dry biomass yield, that's producers are more interested on, and moisture content. And for these two fields were selected. There was a previous work in those fields before trying to control some pests. No, and that's why they have some data already, like precipitation, humidity, all of that. And we want to use those data for our research. And that's why we try to follow up in this and put our plots, research plot in those areas. And we produced a randomized block design with three treatments and three repetitions, with 16 trees for each plot, and a total of 288 trees. It's a lot of sampling that I hope worth it. And our treatments were three treatments. One was prune, three prunes, with no with no other objective mass besides pruning the tree. The next one was prune and flower bed. This was interesting because we tried to till a little bit around the trees that we selected and throw some flower seeds. But at this point, something happened that the people in charge of mowing the areas where whatever grow grass or other thing, other plants, mow our flower bed. No, we lost that. But something interesting happened after that. Okay, wild plants start to grow. No, and some characteristics of the soils are is classic Andy soil with a lot of precipitation, more than 2,000 millimeters a year. And we measure the water infiltration using this device, the mini disc infiltrometer. No, it's from Decagon devices. And for try to put a double ring infiltrometer in this soil is impossible. No? That's why we use this. And our results show that there is no water significant difference in water infiltration in the fields, no, in the study areas. No, but there is difference between the two places. And the soil density in the, we call this farm one and farm two. No? And the soil density is different between each other two. No, at the end I will explain why. This is our macadamia yield. As I told you, this field was used with for pest control before, no? By entomologists, and they have some yield data, but we didn't run data analysis from the year 2015 to 2016, but we run the analysis from 2016 to 2017, and the data that we collect, no, and for the harvest part, they start the harvest on September and end around between February and April, depending on the weather conditions. That's why the end of the season was marked as the 2017. And there is no difference in yield and inside the designated areas of study, but there was difference between both fields. The moisture content in the field, we took many samples over the period of the research. And for the farm two, there was no difference, significant difference, always equal. In the far one, we found some difference between our treatments, that going the prune with wild plants, higher soil moisture content than the only prune. And also we found difference between farms. And we are still collecting the dry biomass. The problem is that these companies have another a small company that's in charge of mowing the field. No, and usually they are not informed about our research plots, or they switch people every time, and we lose some of our collection data there. And that's why we didn't run any statistical analysis yet on this. We are expecting to collect more data. But we found that in whatever we have data accumulated, we found that there is difference between some differences showing up between these farms and the prune plus wild plants plots. The water infiltration was mostly influenced by the soil characteristics. No, because didn't show influence between treatments, and so we presume was more influenced by the soil characteristic of the specific areas of study. The macadamia yield was more influenced by the canopy management, contrasted with the control treatment. We can appreciate some difference there. The moisture content was related to the surface cover and the amount of shade, because the control and the treatment with the wild plants there show more moisture content than the only prune area. No? At the end, we increase surface cover in the fields, increasing the organic matter that we are studying at this moment, and increase plant diversity there in the fields. And we are trying to reduce soil erosion by runoff. No? If you remember, there is a very steep slope in this, going from 0 to 20% slopes, and runoff is without surface cover, runoff is one of our bigger concerns. And at the end, we are trying to reduce soil compaction produced by these machineries going on. No? The difference that this difference between farm one and farm two that show in all of our graphics, we're call our attention, and we're trying to establish why is this showing in this way. And we sent our macadamia nuts for genetic analysis, and we found out that in farm one they have different varieties in the field that probably produce more yield in some point. While in farm two, there is only one variety, the variety is called 344 in nuts, and it's known as a low yield production. That was influencing our data results at the end.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Thank you.